This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, STACK, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Barbara. Last name is Farr, P-H-A-R-R, date of birth 2/24/1935. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Farr with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, anemia, and hypertension. Her last visit was July 12th of 2021. Her daughter is also present for the visit. They report that she fell at home on October 27th. She's not really sure how she fell, why she fell, but she did have lab studies done on that date, and they actually were quite unremarkable with an improved creatinine level of 1.1. So the etiology of the fall wasn't obvious. She's feeling better now. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram daily, and she's also on oral iron, 325 milligram once a day. And since her last visit, she started fluoxetine, F-L-U-E-X-E-T-I-N-E, 20 milligram once daily. I think it's 20 milligram once daily. That's spelled fluoxetine, F-L-U-O-X-E-T-I-N-E, 20 milligram once daily, and that is the new medication. Physical examination, weight is 155 pounds, temperature 98.6, pulse 69, blood pressure 122 over 53. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 10/27 of 2021. Creatinine was improved at 1.1. She usually runs between 1.2 and 1.4. Calcium is 10.0, sodium 140, potassium is 4.8, carbon dioxide 33, albumin is 4.1, liver enzymes were normal, hemoglobin 12.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Anemia of chronic disease that is currently stable and improved, bilaterally small kidneys, and hypertension that is well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 4 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll be rechecked in this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.